cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
The Jubal.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be a gas station parking lot at 3 o'clock in the morning when you just need a gallon to get to work.
Okay.
The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour the website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, Learning How to Drive at 30 Years Old, Man for Woman, Department of Motor Vehicles.
What?
Wow.
It says, you were my driving test teacher. You had short, silver, spiky hair, and appeared very fit.
Oh, hello, driver test teacher.
I had never before seen a female sport a crew cut as good as yours, so I asked if you had previously been in the military.
Hmm.
And you replied saying, quote, that's classified information.
Oh, like, intrigue.
Yeah, mysterious.
Uh-huh.
It goes on to say, as we got in the car, you told me about the test, but I wasn't listening. I was captivated by the space between your two front teeth.
She just gets hotter.
Dang,
yep.
Girl.
The more you talked, the more I realized we could have a future together. Suddenly, I found myself picturing all four of our children.
Wow.
With cute little teeth gaps.
Aww. And everyone's looking for a man that's learning to drive at 30 years old.
But then I snapped out of it when you yelled at me for forgetting to put my turn signal on. Then you said the words that struck fear into my heart. It's time to parallel park. This is the reason it's taken 14 years to get my license.
It is the hardest part of the test.
Really, you're that bad at it?
Said it couldn't have come at a worse time. You were focused on my angles while I was focused on your curves.
Okay.
Nice use of words. I thought I was doing pretty good until I accidentally sheared the other car's driver's side mirror off.
Oh.
And then you told me the bad news that I failed yet again.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Then you got even more mad when I pulled out my phone to take a quick road selfie of the two of us.
Oh, no, not on the road.
I am really glad this guy failed.
Yes.
By the way.
I don't think he's ever getting a license.
No.
Says, as I write this, I want you to know that I will always cherish that brief time that we had together behind the wheel. Just know that I'll be back in 90 days to take the test again. And I'm requesting you. This next misconnection is titled, Our Squad Beat Your Squad, Man for Man 31 Bowling Alley. We were on competing teams during $2 pitcher night at the bowling alley.
Oh man, that's a good night.
I was the clean-cut, athletic-looking blonde on the team called Bowl Movement.
Nice!
That's an awesome name.
That's a really cool name.
Yeah, I actually like that name for a bowling team.
Yeah.
It says you were the brown-haired, funny guy playing for the team Snakes on a Lane. Don't like that one as much.
Not as funny.
Still funny, but not as.
It goes on to say, even though we were competitors, I noticed you watching me and even clapping once in a while. One time, you even lightly spanked my bottom like a baseball player and said, nice roll, Ace.
Oh, and you're throwing nicknames out there, too.
Yep. Late in the night, when the score was close between our teams, I tried to psych you out. So before you bowled your final game, I got up close and whispered in your ear, quote, you've got a pretty good grip on that ball. I'd like to see how you handle two of them.
That is, it's not subtle.
It's a good pickup line. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guttered hard and then left in a huff during the trophy presentation. But just so you know, when I kissed the little bowling man on top of the trophy, I thought of you.
Aww.
From Blake.
That's romantic.
This next misconnection is titled, you were the stripper I accidentally invited to my sister's baby shower. Woman for Man 23. I just wanted to say, I'm sorry about what happened last weekend. I had never been to a baby shower before, so when my sister asked me to throw one for her, I thought they worked like bachelorette parties.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
You must have been embarrassed, too, when you came through the doors dressed as a naughty Jehovah's Witness.
What?
That is like a weird, weird costume.
I've never heard
of
that.
You know,
no.
They do knock on your door a lot, so you'd be like, oh, it's okay, fine, I'll open up and hear what they have to say, and then boom, pants are off.
Yeah, where's my pamphlet?
It says, I felt bad, but I already paid online, so I let you do your thing and perform by the presence, but now I regret it.
It was kind of a religious performance, right?
As soon as you ripped off your tearaway Dockers and put the song Freak Juice on, everything went downhill. It says, my sister cried, my mom looked on in horror, and one of my best friends spit out her cupcake and left the party in disgust.
Oh, no. Offending
the
everyone.
Only person who seemed to enjoy the show was my grandma, who kept asking the other girls for dollar bills.
Nice, grandma.
Yeah, granny.
Sadly, as you already know, the party didn't last much longer because while you were dancing, you tried to do a special move and got your foot caught in the diaper genie.
Uh-oh.
When you fell, you twisted your ankle. But I want you to know, I didn't just give you a kiss on the foot because your ankle was hurting. I did it because I was interested.
A foot kiss?
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's
like,
that
is
don't
weird.
We're not kissing owies, okay?
Yeah.
Like, even get for a stripper, that's weird.
Yeah, get in touch with me when you heal up. Tyra, single mom, 4 kids, none on the way.
Oh.
Winky face.
Hello, just putting it out there.
So, hit me up. Got 4 kids, not currently pregnant, but could be again.
Yeah.